After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. This is a prepaid call from...
Hey, honey, I love you.
An inmate at a correctional facility.
Three-way or call waiting is not allowed and may automatically disconnect this call.
This call is also subject to being recorded or monitored, except for privileged communications between attorney and client. Your call has been accepted.
Hey, honey.
Hello.
I'm going to call you tonight, too, but I thought I'd use my card because I was missing you so much. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Did you talk to Dara?
Yeah, she's coming to meet out with me and talk about everything on Thursday.
Same day as your attorney?
No, she's coming in the morning after Cheryl does.
Okay. What'd she say?
She just wants the kids to be reassured and...
Be reassured what?
That they're going to stay at our house.
But what about me?
I don't know.
She didn't mention it?
I don't think they're going to let you keep them.
Yeah. She didn't say that anything I could do?
No, that's what we're going to talk about on Thursday.
What about writing?
She's going to pick up their letters Thursday morning and then take them to you. I said he really would like to talk to you if you could. He goes, oh, yeah, they'll let me talk to them. So I said he's going to have some for them, too. I'm nervous about them going to see Mr. Kinney.
Why?
I told her that, too.
What'd she say?
She didn't think it was a good idea. She says, why? She said they have to see him at his office. I'm like, yep, that's what they told me.
What'd she say?
She said she might try to go so they know someone.
I hope
but
so.
They don't even have a relationship with him.
Yeah.
They don't. That's going to freak the crap out of them.
Yeah.
She said, I'm glad you have someone going with you. And so she said she might still try to go down there. When they're there.
Mm-hmm. You haven't talked to Stephanie yet?
No. Nope. Probably because I owe her money.
Wouldn't your mom and dad could help you out with it?
Hopefully Thursday.
I just don't want to lose them.
What?
Just don't want to lose them.
You're still their dad. Always will be. It's never going to change. They know who their dad is.
I'll never forget the day baby son was born.
I know.
I can still feel myself while I was smiling.
They know you love them.
It's really been bad. I wish Sherry could come here and see me.
Who?
Sherry.
I don't know if they'll let her in, will they?
She figured out what she couldn't come in if she got it approved. However, she has to do it.
Okay. You should get your two books on Friday.
Cool. I sent you a letter.
Huh?
I sent you a letter.
Okay. Today?
Yeah.
I told everyone not to put stickers and glitter and stuff.
Good glitter or flowers or tape or blank cards or stamps or...
That's why I told them
they won't let me have my mail if I keep getting it.
I told them they aren't going to give you your mail, so.
Yeah.
Janet said, man, they're grumpy there.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
I sent her a letter out today, too. Tell her they don't get my mail like they should, so that's why there's pauses in between.
What?
There's pauses in between letters because I don't get my mail from them like I should.
Oh.
So he did say that he was gonna, they were gonna terminate my rights for sure, or that's what they were trying
no.
to do?
No, that she wants to talk to me about everything and where we go from here, she told me.
What happens if I live at my mom's? I did every kind of therapy, whatever it took.
I want you to talk to her about it. It's not the same coming from me.
I agree. I'm just having really bad dreams at night. About me yelling at the kids. And telling them I can't see them. And Jack was crying really hard. And I wanted to run after him and say, I want to see you, but he was running, and he was, like, afraid because I yelled at him and said, you can't see me.
He's never going to run from you, honey. Not that I love you too much. I know. You need to take your medicine and they don't give it to you, I know.
I just love them so much that I want to always be a part of their lives. I want them to really probably find them someday. I want them to remember me. And I want to watch her ride a bike and everything growing up.
You know.
You talk to Cheryl anymore?
No. She comes Thursday morning.
What time is she coming up there to see you? Thursday.
Thursday she comes at 9. Dara's coming at 10.
I hope she comes Thursday to see me. Sorry to put all this on you. I'm just so sad today. Seeing Nick's son run from me in my dreams really upset me.
What?
Seeing him run from me in my dreams just makes me so sad. I had to scream at him and tell him, I can't come by you, Dean. And they wanted to so bad, and I yelled at him again, and he ran. Jack was so scared.
He knows you love him.
Sorry, honey. Sorry. Just everything they have, they're taking it all away from me. Everything.
I know. Not fair.
I don't have my attorneys to guide me or tell me if I can't talk to them. You know, I don't see them, so I just don't know what.
I
Anyway, I love you.
I love you too.
Where are you at?
Sitting here waiting for the kids to get out of school.
Do you have any of them with you?
No.
Where are they at?
Harley and Tyler were next door playing a video game with Michaela, and Matthew was sleeping at home with Annie.
Yeah. Anybody else call you?
No.
All right. I love you so much, Amanda.
I love you too.
I don't want to lose you too.
Keep your chin up, honey.
I'm trying. I just don't want to lose my kids, and I don't want to lose you.
I'm not going anywhere. Your kids will always be your kids, no matter what. And they know that.
All right, well, I guess I'll call you tonight.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye.